Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader. My name is Andy Castle, the founder and CEO of Thrive Youth Ministries, based in the Midlands in Warwickshire, and I hope you're doing well. These are little short episodes to inspire us as youth leaders to keep going and to keep our eyes on Jesus. These last few episodes, I've been talking about what Thrive's values are, not to promote Thrive and not to say that we've got it right, but I think they're really core values for all those of us looking to invest in the next generation. And our fourth value is purposely encouraging and building others up. Purposely encouraging and building others up. We live in a world where it's so easy to pull each other down. If you don't like someone, you detest everything about them, not just one of their mistaken values or opinions. As soon as someone upsets us, we almost demonize them. We almost think that they're evil or they're horrible or we have nothing more to do with them. It's almost like forgiveness is in short supply. And yet everyone has good. Even Jesus saw good in the Pharisees, and yet he said to the crowd to do what the Pharisees teach, but not to do what the Pharisees do. And so we need to be purposefully looking for the good in everybody, and we want to encourage those around us. Everyone needs encouragement. Encourage literally means to put in courage to someone. And as youth leaders, we need to be putting in courage to the young people that we serve. We know the mental health crisis that's going on amongst teenagers and adults as well, but especially young people. And so it's our role as youth leaders, as Jesus's arms, hands and feet and mouth, to help young people be encouraged to live life how Jesus wants them to live, to help them see that life can be good, to help them cope with the anxieties. We need to put courage into them to keep going, no matter how hard life feels for them at the time. And so we need to be encouragers. We need to be people who are not worried about what it feels like to me, but it's what can I do for them? And so often I feel like I talk to leaders, go, I just don't feel like the young people really like me. Friends, that's not the job. That's not the role. This is not where we get our value from, whether young people like us or not. We are there for them, to love them no matter what. And we need to be purposeful in encouraging them and building them up. Building them up means making them stronger, making them become more than they are already, making them become completely who they are in the eyes of Jesus as children of God. There's so much more for all of us, isn't there? And we need to build each other up. And 1 Thessalonians 5 talks about this. It talks about the second coming and the Lord coming again. It says, now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so this day should not surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. And Paul's going, come on, we need to encourage each other. We need to get ready because the Lord can come at any moment. And let's not be like the world. And it's so easy for us to get the values of the world, who do want to pull each other down, who do want to criticize, who do want to be on X, used to be Twitter, and going, you know, everything's black or white, you're either with me or against me. And yet Paul says in verse 11, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. What a great encouragement for a command of encouragement. He's going, encourage each other and build each other up. Actually, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job, but keep purposefully doing it. And that's the thing for me. I'm not sure encouragement always is a natural response for us. So we need to be purposeful in it. So at Thrive, I'm always talking to my team about how can we purposefully look to encourage those we meet? How can we help people to see that there is a better way? How can we help people know that Jesus has more for us and not to think what we see now is all there is? Because God has always got more for us. As he molds us and shapes us more into his likeness, we're becoming more like Jesus every day if we keep our eyes fixed on him. So as we serve our children and young people this week, let's look for those who need encouragement. Let's look for those who are kind of settling for this is all I'm going to be. You know, those who are struggling with what to do after school, for example, and are wondering, do I go to university or what do I do? Let's make sure they're not closing the box around themselves that says, this is all I'll ever do. This is all I could ever be. Because God has got bigger plans for each young person than they could imagine or dream of. And let's think about our team too, those we lead with. How can we be purposefully encouraging and building them up, especially if they're volunteering in their youth work and they come from busy jobs, busy lives, to give up their time to work alongside us to reach young people? How can we encourage them to keep going? How can we encourage ourselves? Who's cheering us on? And it's so important to have people who value us and are keeping us going. And, you know, if you're like me, it's very easy to think that we don't need people, or we feel like we shouldn't ask people to cheer us on. But we do need those who will cheer us. We do need those we can go to who are safe to go, actually, I'm really struggling. Can you help me? And even just words of affirmation or people just giving you time to hear you is a real treat. And we can't do this on our own. We're not supposed to do this on our own. And so let's look out for those who will encourage us. And how are you growing? How are you being built up? Because as Paul was saying, this is a mutual activity. This is not that one gives to the other. We all need people who will encourage us, cheer us on, and build us up. So let's be chief encouragers in our churches. Let's be looking, how do we cheer on our church leader? We may feel that they should lead us. Of course they do. But we should be encouraging and building them up, just as in fact you are doing. Have a great week, have an encouraging week, and let's purposefully build others up. Go for it.